The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of one of the first great travel writers, George Borrow, born in Norfolk, England in 1803, who by the time he was 22 could understand 12 languages, including Welsh, Hebrew, and Danish. George Borrow, who said, "I am invariably of the politics of the people at whose table I sit or beneath whose roof I sleep." It's the birthday of the surrealist poet and artist Jean Cocteau, born in Maison Lafitte, just outside of Paris, in 1889, who created poems, a ballet, parade, a movie, Beauty and the Beast, and many other works. Jean Cocteau, who said, "Life is a horizontal fall." And it's the birthday of the man who said, "The people like to be humbugged." P.T. Barnum, Phineas Taylor Barnum, born in Bethel, Connecticut, in 1810, who had a museum on Broadway in New York City, where in the 1840s he exhibited a human head attached to a fish's body, which he called the Fiji Mermaid, and a famous midget, 25 inches tall, Tom Thumb. Here's a poem for today by George Bilger, "Like Riding a Bicycle." "I would like to write a poem about how my father taught me to ride a bicycle one soft twilight, a poem in which he was tired and I was scared, unable to disbelieve in gravity and believe in him as the fireflies were coming out and only enough light remained for one more run, his big hand at the small of my back, pulling away like the gantry at a missile launch. And this time I wobbled into flight, caught a balance I would never lose, and pulled away from him as he eased, laughing to a stop, a poem in which I said that even today, as I make some perilous adult launch, like pulling away from my wife into the fragile new balance of our life apart, I can still feel that steadying hand, still hear that strong voice telling me to embrace the sweet fall forward into the future's blue equilibrium." But, of course, he was drunk that night, still wearing his white shirt and tie from the office, the air around us sick with scotch, and the challenge was keeping his own balance as he coaxed his bulk into a trot beside me in the hot night, sweat soaking his armpits, the eternal flame of his cigarette flaring as he gasped. And I fell again and again, entangled in my gleaming Schwinn, until he swore and stomped off into the house to continue working with my mother on their own divorce, their balance long gone, and the hard ground already rising up to smite them, while I stayed outside in the dark, still falling, until at last I wobbled into the frail, upright delight of feeling sorry for myself, riding alone down the neighborhood's black street like the lonely Western hero. I still catch myself in the act of performing. And yet, having said all this, I must also say that this summer evening is very beautiful, and I am older than my father ever was as I coast the Pacific shoreline on my old bike, the gears clicking like years, the wind touching me for the first time, it seems, in a very long time, with soft urgency all over. A poem, "Like Riding a Bicycle," by George Bilger, from The Good Kiss, published by University of Akron Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.